That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show for a Free Speech Friday, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. You know, Carrie, I do get it, because people try to get through to shows all the time. I've got people who say, I can't get through your show for 3 months. And you finally get through to a show, and you want to sort of put that show in you want to pigeon-toe that show into this box and say, well, this is the kind of person that kind of, you know, sounds like the guy that I heard over here that day. Let me call him out on that. We actually, you know where we get a lot of that?
What's that? Where?
From our Newsmax viewers. Newsmax viewers are very loyal. They'll watch the network all day, and we love that. We're really glad, and we're so proud to be on the network. But people will see something at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we come on 6 o'clock Eastern time or 7 o'clock Eastern time, and they want to complain to me about it.
Yeah, that's... No, come on now. That's not right.
Sam, that does happen, right? Sam's screening a call. People will call in... Well, no, the guy just said it 2 hours ago. Well, no, it's a completely different show. The guy didn't even look the same as I look.
Yeah.
He's much better looking than I am. But at the end of the day, you do better when you want to really have a nice mix-it-up conversation or a debate or a really lively, you know, back and forth. You do better if you know what you're talking about and if you know what the person you're calling stands for. Because you saying something about what some other talk show host did, et cetera, wanted to say or reported, to me, doesn't get you anywhere. It does not satisfy that desire you have to get your point of view heard, because I wasn't talking about it, and certainly not from that sensibility. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Bottom of the hour is going to be Thomas DeLauer. Thomas DeLauer is a – we had him on last year, Carrie. He's a keto and fitness guru.
Oh, yeah.
He's a star. He's shredded 24/7, you know, 7 days a week, 365. And this is the time of the year when you go to the gym, everybody is you know, completely hordes of people going
everybody
to the gym.
Everybody and their mother, yeah,
right,
are at the gym right now.
What they try to do is they try to change their diet and add exercise immediately all at once, and invariably they fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't make that much of a life change because the date says January 1. That just doesn't happen. You know what I mean? So when it comes to it, is it smarter to change your diet first? Is it smarter to go exercise first? Is it neither one of those? Is there something else you have to do? We talked to Thomas about that. He's unbelievably successful. Last year when we had him on, it was about 500,000 followers on YouTube.
Wow.
Today, he's at 1.2 million.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he's more than doubled his following, and in the pace he's going, he's adding, I think, about 10,000 a day. And that's important because people really want to learn. What the guy uses is common sense, logic, science, really, really good science that tells you why keto works, why it doesn't, why intermittent fasting works, why it doesn't, why exercise works, why it doesn't, why sugar works, why it doesn't. And we have a good conversation. That's going to happen when we come back from break. So make sure you stick around for that. A lot of people want to be heard on that. A lot of you are on the line now and you want to be heard as well. I absolutely want to talk to you, but I'm not going to give you short shrift. I'm not going to take you now, then have to hang up on you in 20 seconds. So hang on the line. We'll talk to you after we talk to Thomas. And people keep on writing in or calling in. Sam got another call. Joanne in San Antonio says, love the parody. Keep it coming.
Okay.
You're like, listen.
I guess you got to play it again.
And the thing is, I came out of the box, and what did I say? I was not like,
but
this
wasn't
was a great
that
one.
Good. I
right.
know. I
the
agree.
People love the parody. Yeah, we'll play that again later in the hour. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
This is a KJEP Sports production of all things Jefferson County basketball. The Hillsboro Hawks.
Brewer of the Hawks wants to go coast to coast. He does for the third time tonight and scoops it up and in.
The DeSoto Dragons.
Three-pointer is good from Nick Krodinger, and he's fouled.
Free throw, yes.
The Grandview Eagles.
Kreese recovers to Jacobson, top of the key, swings into the corner, three ball, Garrett Gleet, you bet.
The Windsor Owls.
Swatted out of midair by Evan Worley. Clean block there, ball is still on its way up. Now Worley stops and pops from three, and that's nothing but nets.
KJEP is always there to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJEP Sports is your home for Jefferson County basketball. Out to the game with KJEP Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
And welcome into a pretty packed Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium here at Festus High School. As a matter of fact, the JV game is still going on. It's a two-point game. Festus coming back down from 42-34 to make it a two-point game. As Windsor's just about to go up four here with 30 seconds to go. And Festus going to need a quick bucket. But, hey, you're here for the varsity game. Well, that's going to be starting here in just a little bit once this JV game comes to an end. There's a Festus three that's no good as we start our Fleece Equipment pregame show. 18 seconds to go, and Windsor's about to get another layup, but they miss it. And now Festus with 12 seconds has a chance. So a little JV action, why not, right here on KJEP. There's a three-pointer by the Tigers. No good. Rebound Windsor and the foul. 6 seconds to go. Owls up by four. The JV team looks like they're about to win this one. So let's go ahead and start shifting our focus to the varsity game between the Festus Tigers and Windsor Owls. Windsor 8-6. They are the road team tonight. They are led by head coach Todd Dutton. The Festus Tigers are 7-4 this season, led by head coach Jason Farrell. Fleegs Equipment is located in St. Genevieve and Lettington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the Outer Service Road at the Lettington exit. And you can also check it all out at Fleegs.com. That's Fleegs.com, Fleegs.com. 1 second, and the JV game is now over. Windsor wins it 44-40, thwarting a late Tiger rally. So I believe when we walked in, Blake, the freshman Owls had also won that game against Festus. I remember seeing 38-29 as a final. We'll have to get some confirmation from that, but we definitely know the Windsor JV team won this game. But again, we're now going to shift our focus to the varsity game or continue our focus on the varsity game here on KJFF. We do certainly hope you stick around with us on this Friday night. And if you're listening to the game here on KJF, whether it's on the radio or MIMOinfo.com or it's on your app, the TuneIn or iHeartRadio app, please go ahead and let somebody else know that might be interested in listening to this game that they can listen the same way you are. Certainly want people to enjoy a fantastic Friday night game Not to mention, this is the first conference game of the season. This one is official. Windsor and Festus did play earlier this year. Windsor won 61-58, but that was a tournament game, so it does not count against the conference record. But this is officially the first conference game of the 2018-19 season. So we hope you stick it out with us. It's Festus. It is Windsor. It's the Fleet Equipment pregame show. We're back with coach interviews next.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another selling tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
When should you list? Now is a great time. Supply is low, but there are still an adequate number of buyers available. This will give you a greater opportunity of selling due to less competition. Call or text me, Vanessa Troche, at 573-330-6261.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Matt Greenwood back with the Fleet Equipment pregame show. Speaking to Todd Dutton, head coach of the Windsor Owls, as they get ready to take on the Festus Tigers. And, Coach, I think sort of the big storyline going in, I'm sure you're kind of tired of hearing about it, is the Worley Twins left before the winter break. And you've now dealt six games without them, and you've won five of six. So you're continuing to keep on winning ball games. Kind of what's been the difference there?
Well, I think the cohesiveness of the team, everybody's on the same page. And just happy to be there, you know. We actually were, I think, with the first seven games, we were 2-5, and we had played Melville, had played some good teams, Hillsboro, but we're 6-1 the last seven games without them. But you know, it's not just so much. We don't even talk about it anymore. We're just happy to be playing. The boys are all for each other, and things are just easy, you know. So it's an enjoyable time for the team. It's been an enjoyable time for me.
Worleys or no Worleys, Justin Van Etten has been consistent all year long for you. Just a very tough rebounder. And with Zach Lyles out for Festus tonight, opens up the door for some more rebound opportunities for him. Just how much of a difference maker can Justin Van Etten be rebounding the ball for you guys?
Well, he actually was rebounding the ball all year, you know, and he's just got put more in a front runner role as far as scoring. So he's big and strong, and he gets so much done for his size.
All right, Coach, when it comes down to beating this Festus team, they're a very guard-heavy team and some lengthy forwards as well with Savez Thomas. How do you go about attacking them on a defensive front?
Well, I think we need to get back quickly on defense and take away their easy opportunities and also clog up the middle and force them to shoot outside. But they got some good shooters, too, so we're going to have to get out on them. But we want to take away their drive probably first.
Coach Sutton, appreciate the time. That's Todd Dutton, head coach of the Windsor Owls, joining us here on the Fleek's Equipment pregame show.
Person has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleek's Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleek's locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleek's Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleek's Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fleek's.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleek's Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleek's locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleek's Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleek's Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fleek's.com.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5370.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about something from the all-you-can-eat menu, like Double Crunch Shrimp, Famous Applebee's Riblets, or Chicken Tenders, all served with our signature coleslaw and endless fries. Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers, doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood back with the Fleek's Equipment pregame show, speaking to Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers. And, Coach, as you get prepared for a conference battle here against Windsor, I know you faced them back in the Stigors tournament back in early December, and that was a very close game, very heart-pounding game towards the very end, and that did not count against your conference record. So it's a clean slate for everybody going into this conference matchup. How important is it for you guys to get off to a good start there, and how much have you emphasized, hey, let's get off to a good conference start to the guys?
I think that's always important to get off to a good conference start. We're coming off two really rough games at the end of the Park Hills tournament, so I think it's just in general good for us to get off to a good start tonight, get back to playing defense like I think we're capable of, sharing the basketball, making the extra pass, all those basic things I think can really we need to get back with tonight.
I know with losing comes lack of confidence sometimes. How have you been able to keep the guys, you know, motivated to say, hey, guys, this, you know, two losses is not the end of the world sort of thing?
Well, honestly, that's a really good question because we've been dealing with that for a few days. We got hit pretty hard there in the first quarter of the Farmington game, and I think that took the kids back a whole lot. You know, they were a little bit embarrassed by their performance, and we had to work our way through that because we played some good games throughout the year. And like you just said, I think that two games or a couple bad quarters here and there can't erase a whole season. So I think that's what we talked about. Let's get back to what we've done well and start playing good basketball again.
I know there's no Lyles tonight. He's away for, you know, certain reasons. But Austin Anderson going right into the starting role for you guys, rotation for you guys.
maybe makes you a little bit smaller, but makes you a lot faster as well. Do you think that could play into your hands tonight?
Yep, Lyles has been a good player for us. Yeah, he's out for a personal family situation tonight, so we'll be looking forward to getting him back next week. But with Austin, just offers us a different dimension. He comes in, he's a really quick, good athlete. Anybody saw him play football this year knows that. He's a really good athlete. I think he'll help get us off to a good start defensively, and then we'll have other kids coming off the bench that I think will contribute as well.
All right, Coach Thurl, appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Jason Thurl, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. We got starting lineups tip-off next.
When you buy a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas in Lendington, you're getting top quality. Just ask Randy Elliott of Potosi. He was very happy with the work they did.
It was absolutely phenomenal. They went above and beyond what I asked for. They did 100%, and anything that they could do more on it, they thought that I would like or my family would like, they went ahead and did it.
Home Pools and Spas in Lendington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th. Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call Student Services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
Matt Greenwood back with you at Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium, Festus High School. That's where it's all happening this evening. It's the Festus Tigers and the Windsor Owls boys basketball right here on KJFF and MIMOinfo.com. Also available on your mobile devices with the TuneIn or iHeartRadio apps. Be sure to tell a friend that they can listen in those three manners. All right, Blake Holm, a broadcast partner with me tonight as we are inching closer and closer to the start of this one, delayed by a good margin due to the freshman and JV games going a little bit long. So here we are starting a little bit late, and hopefully you'll stick with us. Windsor 8-6, Festus 7-4. Owls led by Coach Todd Dutton, Festus led by Jason Therrell. I got a chance to speak with them a little bit earlier, and Blake, you were listening to the conversation a little bit. Kind of expand a little bit on the points that Coach Dutton and Coach Therrell were both making in their interviews.
I believe Coach Therrell was just trying to get back, working back on defense, getting at it on in this game. And I believe that Windsor is just trying to recover a little bit here from just the Whirlies leaving and just trying to get their momentum back, get the second half of their season starting strong. And same with Festus. I mean, this is a big game for both teams. Going into the second half of the season, I think that this is a big win for either school.
All right, before we continue with the Fleas Equipment pregame show, it appears that they are all lining up for the the national anthem here, or it could just be for starting lineups. Let's try to listen in for a second. They might do lineups and then the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium for tonight's
varsity matchup between the Windsor Owls.
All right, so it does appear we got the national anthem coming up, so let's go ahead and step aside here for a brief moment. And when we come back, we'll give you your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups, and we'll have your new Era Bank tip-off.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
JR joins us now from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, a new year is upon us. A new year is a great time to shop at Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
It sure is. The new year's here and we've got tons of new side-by-sides and ATVs. If you're looking for a new side-by-side or ATV, call me JR. At Midwest Sports Center, the number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're located on Highway 67 in Farmington.
This is Myrna from the YMCA. Mark your calendars. Kids Night Out, the YMCA will be Saturday, January 19th from 6 to 10. Kids ages 5 to 12 are invited to the Jefferson County Y for a safe, supervised evening of fun. Parents, you get the evening off to relax. Kids can swim, play in the gym, partake in crafts, and enjoy many other activities. Registration closes at noon on January 18th. Register by calling 636-931-9622 today.
Matt Greenwood back with you, 4 a.m. 1400 KJFF. Blake Holland with me in the Mineral Area College broadcast with Mineral Area College. Your next step, Windsor Festus, getting ready for tip-off here as a visiting Owls starting lineup has been announced. And here we go for the Presbyterian Manor starting lineups for the same Windsor Owls. We'll begin with sophomore guard Sonny Amabile. Following him is Connor Hartman, a senior forward. We also got 6'2" forward Aaron Harrison, as well as junior forward Grant Siegel, and Justin Van Etten, a junior forward slash postman, is going to round out the starting five for the Windsor Owls. As for the home Festus Tigers, under head coach Jason Farrell, he'll throw out freshman guard Cole Rickerman, as well as sophomore guard Colin Riando. Throwing in sophomore at number 15, Austin Anderson. Then you got two seniors on the floor, forward slash guard Kobe Branscombe, and then forward Savez Thomas. Tigers in their white unis, that's white tops, white shorts, with a yellow trim around the knees of the shorts and around the shoulders as well. The tiger claws, if you will, the black and yellow tiger claws stretch across the shoulders with yellow numbers and black trim. Windsor in their UPS brown tops and bottoms with an owl claw that's black and white down the left and the right side. They got white numbers and a brownish gold trim. Here comes the New Era Bank tip-off. New Era Bank, it's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank member FDIC. Savez Thomas wins the tip for the Tigers, and they're operating right to left, already firing up a three. Rickerman comes up short and rebound for Justin Van Etten. The Owls will turn it up the court, going left to right. That is east to west. West to east as a bounce pass to the mid-block right side. The Van Etten recovers it, throws it up off glass, then back of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound underneath, and it will be tapped out of bounds. It will stay Windsor ball. Again, for the Owls, it's Amabile, Hartman, Harrison, Siegel, and Van Etten. It's going to be Amabile to inbound. It lobs it all the way up to the top from the baseline. Finds Siegel, left elbow, jumper is good. Siegel at 5'11", he's got pretty good size as Windsor sets up in a 3-2 zone to start. Here's Austin Anderson in for Zach Lyles, who is missing tonight's action due to family matters. Anderson with it on the near wing, off of his right hip, finds Rickerman wide open for a three-pointer, off to the left from straight away, rebound again, Van Etten. Festus over 2 from the field to start, both shots to Rickerman, both three-pointers, and pair of rebounds for Van Etten. Here's Emmaville into the front court. On the left block, forced to give it up. Now up top with it is Aaron Harrison. Harrison turns around and finds his teammate Siegel, who hands it off to Amabil. Amabil on the near side of the floor, dribbling around, takes on Rando. Lob pass from block to block, and he finds Aaron Harrison on the left side for a shot off the glass.
Good up and under there by Harrison.
4-0 lead for Windsor. Traveling called on Tevez Thomas. Already a turnover for the Tigers. A minute 22 into this contest. This first quarter brought to you by Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve and Ledington, as well as New Era Bank, Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. Here's Amabil crossing the stripe, taking all the way to the rim, dumps it off to the low right block for Van Etten, who goes to the deck with the ball and had his right shoulder on the end line along the baseline. And Windsor turns it over. From right to left, the Tigers go. Knee braces for Riando as he brings the ball up the floor. Goes to the right into the corner. Thomas to Rickerman up top. Pass down low to Branscombe. And Branscombe from the right block gets it up over the defender and in off glass. Bess is on the board. They've cut the deficit in half. Windsor leading 4-2 with 6 minutes to play. Low block extended by Van Etten along the baseline. And he's going to get called for a charge. Took on the much smaller Branscombe, dipped that left shoulder into the chest of number 24 and bowled him right over and gets called for the charge.
It was a good defensive play there by Kobe Branscombe, stepping up there knowing that he's going to have to take a big hit right there from Van Etten and stepping in and getting that charge.
Anderson with the ball for the Tigers to Branscombe in the corner. Quick pass down low to Sylvester Thomas. Can't handle it. It's picked up on the other side by Amabil, who crosses the timeline, middle of the floor, flips it to the right side for Connor Hartman. Hartman spins past Anderson to the cup, misses the shot. Van Etten with the offensive board. The putback is good. Three Owls have now scored. Van Etten's got three boards, one offensive and two defensive. Bessis in the front court. Anderson bounce pass from the corner to the block extended for Branscombe. Back to Anderson. Three ball, no good, but a foul is going to go on Siegel. So three coming at the charity stripe for Austin Anderson as he gets ready to shoot three Coldwell Banker Holsey free throws. Coach Therrell's going to have a little chit-chat with Rickerman and Riando off on the sideline. First free throw, back iron, no good from Anderson.
If you're Siegel there, when you drew that three-point foul, you don't want one that little ticky-tacky early in the game.
Another one coming, and Siegel thought there were only two free throws coming, so he started making his way up the floor as Anderson hit that free throw. 61% from the free throw line are the Tigers. Anderson, though, misses two of three, but they get the offensive rebound. And then to Branscombe, baseline jumper, a little leaner, and he missed it, tried to fight for the rebound, and it was knocked away out of bounds by Aaron Harrison. So it will stay Tiger ball as they trail 6-3. And Norman Alford getting ready to check in for the Windsor Owls. He'll take the place of Van Etten, who's already sweating pretty good down the left and right side of his shoulders. Inbound for the Tigers. Up top to Riando. Long pass to the wing. Rickerman takes on three Owls through the paint. Lost it on the way up. Alford stripped him. Picks up his dribble. Alford flips it to the other side. Amabil, who finally crosses the midcourt stripe. And goes to the right side corner for Alford, who delivers a skip pass up top to Hartman. Hartman takes on Anderson from the mid-block. Gets it up off glass. No good, but the foul. So it'll be Connor Hartman to the free throw line for the Owls. A 50% free throw shooter. 13 of 26 so far this season. Make that 14 of 27 as he gets the first Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw to go. Siegel's going to get a breather, and checking in for the first time tonight is Pierce Hartman. One more free throw coming for the righty Connor. Connor Hartman sinks it, and Windsor ups their lead to 8-3. 4:55 to play here in the first quarter. Line drive pass from top to bottom to Branscombe, who can't finish the shot but got fouled. Riando, a nice feed from the top of the circle. Winds up working for a pair of free throws for Branscombe. Settling into a pretty decent pace here, Blake, as Branscombe rises from the first free throw and misses it.
Yeah, both teams have already been to the free throw line a couple of times early on in this game, and Who knows, maybe these free throws come in handy later in the game.
We'll see. Get your practice in the first quarter, right?
Get yourself nice and warmed up.
Branscombe rattles home the second one, so he goes one of two at the stripe, and the Tigers trail 8-4. Here's Windsor operating left to right, west to east, if you will. Here's Amabile, top of the circle, dribbling with the left hand. Force give it up to the wing for Connor Hartman. Connor Hartman flips it back to Amabile. Randall faces him up. Amabile rises for three and gets it to go. 20-foot three-pointer there by Sonny Amabile. And he's got the Owls up by seven. Here's Thomas, high post, dribbles to the left block. Then to Branscombe with a pass there. Up top, off the floor to Anderson. They'll swing it around the perimeter to the wing for Riando. Then back to Anderson. Three-pointer off the mark. Branscombe underneath, the only one there fighting for a board, but the Owls take it away. Amabile up the floor, takes on a double team, throws it high off glass, no good. Branscombe there to clean it up. Branscombe flips it up ahead to Riando. Along the wing, the attack there to the right side, and a hand check foul there by Sonny Amabile. That'll be his first personal. And we're up to 14 fouls, I believe. Yep, 14 fouls for the Owls. Again, no Worley brothers. Evan, Ethan transferring to Hillsboro. Let's see how that affects Windsor the rest of the year as Thomas takes a pass down low and traveled. Thomas will always draw that double down low. Blake's got to work on, you know, trying to keep his feet, keep his pivot foot, and be able to go up early with those shots.
He's got to work on that footwork there so he doesn't cause those travels. I think that's the second travel already of the game.
Certainly is. Another turnover there by the Tigers. Double high screen at the top of the circle for Amabile. Amabile goes to the right of both. Dumps it off into the paint for Alford, who rises for a little seven-footer, but he's off to the right. Rebound, Tigers. Rickerman up ahead. Line drive pass to the right wing. Rando rises for three. Back iron, no good. Off the backside. Rickerman tracks it down, then throws it down low to Branscombe, who misses from point-blank range. Long rebound. It's tipped out further to Anderson. Collects it. Goes to the corner. Branscombe with a gooseneck. A beautiful three there. And the Tigers trail by four. 6 for Kobe Branscombe. Tigers trailing 11-7. They've lost two games in a row, and there's a foul there. A reach-in is going to be called on the Tigers. Let's see who they tag for it. I thought I saw a 1 and a 2. It is, so it's on Riando. Norman Alford for the Owls coming off the floor. So it's Amabile, Connor Hartman, Aaron Harrison, Pierce Hartman, and Justin Van Etten. Inbound for the Owls. At the top, it's Connor Hartman from straight away.
Deep three there.
Connor Hartman can shoot. Coach Therrell noticed that. 14-7 Windsor. Right to left, the Tigers have it. Akil Muhammad into the game for the first time, as well as Jason Johnson. Bounce pass from the top to the right side. Stolen by Hartman. Connor will take on Johnson all the way to the rim. Got fouled on the layup. So Connor Hartman, a second trip to the free throw line. He's got 5 points so far tonight, 2 of 2 at the stripe. There's 2:47 to play in this first quarter. And now whistles before the free throw. Coach Therrell brought something to the attention of the sideline official, who then that official that Coach Therrell was talking to then went to the others too and started talking to him. I wonder if Coach Dutton is claiming that the layup went in and they should count it. I never saw the ball go in. I was focused on who they're going to call the foul on. I didn't see it go in.
I'm pretty sure Jason had the ball on the baseline. I don't think it went in either.
All right, so two free throws coming for Connor Hartman, and he hits the first one. 2:47 to play in this first quarter, brought to you by Cole Stratton Equipment of Farmington, as well as Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus. And Hartman gets the second free throw to go. He's looking pretty strong early at the free throw line. Connor Hartman, for a 50% free throw shooter, doing good so far. Here's Johnson on the near wing for the Tigers, to Thomas at the mid, to the top for Akil. Extra pass back to Johnson. Three-pointer is off the mark, and Festus has yet to get in rhythm from the three-point line. Here's a Connor Hartman miss from deep. Rebound, Van Etten underneath. Put back try, no good. Then Tigers with a rebound. Outlet pass to Riando. Off balance layup from the left with the right hand. Cannot get it to go. Rebound, Owls, and up and down we go. 16-7 lead for Windsor. Amabile stops at the top. Thought about a three. Instead goes to the left for Hartman. Connor gives it back to Amabile, who sets up the play. Bounce pass to the low block. Left side, Van Etten. A little baby hook. Rolls off the rim. Rebound, Akil Muhammad. Brings it up the floor. Line drive pass to Johnson. Left open for three from the near corner. And he gets it stuck right between the rim and the backboard, which means tie-up, which means possession arrow, and it favors the Owls. Jason Johnson off the bench for Coach Therrell. Blake, I'm pretty sure you can agree with me on this. Has a potential of carrying the load offensively for the Tigers.
Especially from the perimeter. He's one of their best three-point shooters they have. And a little cold start like this, either going to fire him up to keep going in the second half or could hurt him. You never know.
1:43 to play on the left wing. Amabile thought about a three, forced to give it up to Pierce Hartman. Drives right side, kick out to the baseline. Jumper Van Etten off the mark from about 12 feet out. And Branscombe will wrestle away the rebound. Then takes it all the way up the floor. Finger rolls it off the glass. Kobe Branscombe, a nice attack to the rim. Gets two, and the Tigers trail by seven. Branscombe leading the way for Festus with 8 points. Eight of the team's nine. Top of the circle. Amabile drives left through the paint. Dumps it off low left block. Van Etten lets Branscombe fly by and then sticks it home off glass. Van Etten with four. Johnson, far corner, three ball. It's going to rim out, but a foul? Yes. Johnson, was his toe on the line? No. So three free throws coming for Jason Johnson.
I was close to being a four-point play there, Matt.
Oh, I know.
I was super close.
Went in, came back out. 67% free throw shooter is Johnson, 14-21 so far this season. Spins a ball into his right hand, looks at the rim, and, well, finds it short. Festus has only made two of their six free throws. Johnson gets that one to go. Now they're 3 of 7. Van Etten and Pierce Hartman going to take a seat. Checking in for Windsor, Derek Williams and Grant Siegel. Free throw, Johnson, yes. Johnson, 2 of 3 at the charity stripe, and the Tigers now trail by seven as we're just inside of a minute to play here in quarter number one. Owls have it left to right on the near wing. Bounce pass is kicked away by Riando. So we'll reset here on the sideline, right in front of the scorer's table. On the floor for Festus, it's Muhammad, Johnson, Riando, Branscombe, and Isaiah Reddick. Inbound from the sideline towards the midcourt stripe to Derek Williams. Dribbles to the right wing, floats it up, airballed it. Alford underneath, able to clean it up and throw it high off glass and in. 20-11 Windsor, passed by Muhammad, down towards Branscombe, tipped away. It winds up deflecting off the thigh of Branscombe and out of bounds, so a turnover there by the Tigers.
That's not good. That's already six turnovers here in just the first quarter alone.
28 seconds to play. No shot clock in high school ball. Windsor can take their time. Instead, high ball screen. Williams will take it all the way to the 10, but throws it up. An errant shot, no good. Chases down the loose ball there along the baseline. Finds Alford. Alford, mid-range leaner, misses back iron. Rebound, Muhammad. Muhammad, 12 seconds into the front court. Johnson, extra pass to Branscombe along the wing. Flips it up top to Reddick. Reddick dribbles, lost it. Siegel had a hand in there. Then Reddick collects, 3 seconds. Shovel pass, Riando, baseline drive. Throws it up, got fouled with 0.7 seconds. They're going to call Alford with the foul. That'll be his first. And free throws coming for Colin Riando with 0.7 seconds left. A lot of the times, Blake, we see it. Guys settle for the three of the buzzer. Riando instead decided to attack.
Drawing the contact there, that was something for sure Windsor did not want, was free throws there to end the quarter. They'd rather just have him miss three. But Windsor's already has six fouls, and that's only just now the end of the first quarter, so that could not be good going into the second quarter.
Right foot forward for Riando, gets the free throw to go, going 1 of 2. Williams looking to lob it down low. He does. A little underhand, two-hand tip over the shoulder attempt there by number 13, Aaron Harrison, but the ball wound up rolling up on his forearm and over his shoulder, and no good, obviously. Didn't even get close to the rim there, but got to applaud the effort there. But Riando gets a free throw at the end of one quarter. That's where we are, 20-12. Windsor leading Festus here on KJF.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood, Blake Holland back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Start of the second quarter here at the Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium in Festus at Festus High School. 20-12. Windsor, the away team, in the lead. The Owls 8-6 so far this year. Festus 7-4. The Tigers will begin the second quarter with the ball. Here's Rickerman out of the corner near side. Dumps it down low to Branscombe. Trapped along the baseline. Forced to go back to the wing. Rickerman attacks in the mid block. Turns around. Finds Branscombe in the corner, who collects the pass, which was slightly errant. Finds Anderson up top to Riando. Back to Anderson. Extra pass, corner three. Branscombe off the mark as another one spins out for Festus. Johnson saw that happen with about 60 seconds to play in the first quarter. So Festus a little unlucky shooting three threes tonight. Here's a steal by Riando, cutting right through the passing lane. We'll take it all the way to the 10-10 and finger rolls it home with the left. 3-4, Riando, a steal and a bucket. That'll work for Coach Therrell. Tigers down 20-14. Siegel, far side wing, to the free throw line. The pass for Van Etten. Spins off of Branscombe, creates space, then draws a double with Thomas there. Throws up a shot, no good. Gets the ball back, tries to put it back up, and has it stripped. Loose ball along the sideline. Branscombe collects, finds Anderson up ahead in the front court. Extra pass to Rickerman, who misfires from three-point range. And then a long rebound out into the corner where Anderson stepped on the inline, trying to save it over his head.
It was a valiant effort by him, at least, trying to save that ball to get it back in.
6:45 to play here in quarter number two. High ball screen, Aaron Harrison sets it for Amabile. Crosses over with left to the right, from the left hand to the right hand. Gets all the way into the lane, floats it up, no good. A rebound tipped out towards Riando. Riando on the run of Aids Amabile. Kick pass, wing, three. Rickerman off the mark. So as Thomas tries to go over Harrison for the board, can't collect it. Harrison does and gets it up ahead to Amabile. Bounce pass to the mid-block extended for Van Etten along the baseline. Finds Harrison at the rim, who can't get it to go from point-blank range. Rebound, Tigers. They're up and running. Branscombe thought about a three on the near wing. Instead goes to Anderson. He rises for three. That's off to the left. Rebound tipped out by Branscombe to Rickerman midway through, or midpoint of the lane. Rickerman gets a shot to go and forces a 30-second passage for an insured timeout by Coach Dutton. We'll take it with him with Windsor up by four.
You love to shop.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted price.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit-needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Hey, we've got a Doe Run Company weather forecast for you. The Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals that we need to power our future. Tonight in Festus, we're looking at a clear sky, 37 degrees, 70% humidity. Air quality index at 53, meaning our air quality is moderate. And looking at a beautiful day tomorrow, 59 for your high and sunny. Owls up by four in possession. Corner three, Amabile to extend the lead. Comes up short. Rebound Thomas. Outlet pass up ahead. Has to point it out to Rickerman, who had his back turned to the play. And Windsor picks it up at midcourt. They lob it into the corner. Siegel's pass to Van Etten is stolen away by Thomas. Thomas brings up the floor. Left-hand dribble to the wing for Riando. Up top to Rickerman. To Anderson on the near wing. Bounce pass to Branscombe. Festus puts it back along the perimeter. Now Thomas inside the free throw line. Line drive pass down low to the right block. Branscombe cannot get the shot to go. Only hit backboard. 5:18 to play. Windsor on the move. Amabile throws up a shot. He hits the floor. Branscombe does as well. Branscombe and Amabile very slow to get up as Riando races up the floor and lays it up with the right hand. Look like Branscombe and Amabile bump knees.
I'm surprised there wasn't any kind of call there. I thought it'd be at least a block or a charge or something like that, but they just let him play it out, and Colin got the scoop and score.
Yep, got to watch out Branscombe and Amabile. When you bump knees, it hurts. Inside the five to play. Tigers trail by two. Windsor hoping to maintain their lead. Hartman, crossover dribble right to left, gets past Anderson all the way to the cup, throws it off glass, no good, but an offensive foul is going to be called on Connor Hartman. Coach Dutton going to bring Amabile off the floor. Potentially, no. He's going to bring Siegel off the floor. Just wanted to have a chat with Amabile. 4:40 to play here in the second quarter. Tigers have a chance to tie it with a two. Take a lead with a three. Johnson on the wing over his shoulder. Pass to Thomas. Skip pass to the near wing for a Riando three. Cannot get it to fall. And then a loose ball rebound knocked out of bounds. It will stay Tiger ball. Thomas showing a little frustration. Probably wondering why his hands aren't working too well. It'll be a baseline inbound for Riando, but not before Aaron Harrison will check back in for the Owls. Amabile to take a seat. Riando surveys. No look. Lob pass to the top for Johnson on the inbound there. He brings it down. Finds Isaiah Reddick along the wing. Left-handed bounce pass to Thomas. Collects the loose ball and puts it up off glass and flexes the muscles as Thomas has tied it up here. 20-20, your score. 4:08 to play in the second. Windsor has not trailed at all tonight. Van Etten, low right block, posting up Reddick, throws it up off glass, no good but the foul, and Coach Therrell, arms extended out, saying, where was the foul? Justin Van Etten, a 75% free throw shooter, 24 of 32 at the free throw line. Coach Dutton taking off his sweater, must be getting hot. Van Etten misses the free throw.
Like we said, Matt, this game is going to be close, and it's going to be down to free throws or something like that it's looking like.
Yeah, I felt like this could be a one-possession game based on the fact that they played a one-possession game last time out where Windsor won at 61-58, and Johnson for Festus could have tied it up with a three, but just missed. Here's Van Etten missing both of his free throws, and the Tigers can take their first lead of the night. In the front court, Riando to the corner. Dump pass down low to Thomas, who was cutting, and Thomas collects and flips it up and in. And the Tigers have their first lead of the night. And Coach Todd Dutton of the Windsor Owls needs time to speak to his players in private. 3:49 to play here in quarter number two. It's 22-20 Festus. We're back in 30 on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Crystal Wilcutt trying to bring the 80s back. Matt Greenwood here with Blake Collin in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. And our score is 22-20. Festus leading Windsor. And this is the first lead of the night for the Tigers, and we're just about midway through the second quarter here. That 60-second timeout there by Coach Dutton of the Owls, brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. We also want to thank the YMCA of Jefferson County of Festus, Twin Cities Hood of Herculaneum, Comtree of Festus, UPS Store in Festus, as well as Potosi Lumber for sponsoring our broadcast this season. And we are a little more than halfway through the second quarter, 3:42 to be exact. Derek Williams, quarterback for the Owls, now running the offense, goes all the way to the rim and throws it up, but a foul on the floor prior. It's going to go on 21 Johnson. That'll be, Riando. That's his second personal. 17 fouls for the Owls, 5 for the Tigers. So Fest is already in the 1-1 bonus. Derek Williams with a nice move, got to the rim, got fouled. Got fouled beforehand, though, and so Amaville will now take his place. It's Amaville, Pierce Hartman, Justin Van Etten, Aaron Harrison, and Grant Siegel on the floor. Inbound there, a little tricky for the Owls as Branscombe knocks it away, back out of bounds. Owls going left to right in this first half. West to east, if you will. Here's an overhead pass. On the inbound, Amaville finds Connor Hartman wide open from the right side, and he sticks it home. Connor Hartman with 9 points for the Owls. A Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. Here's Akil Muhammad. Wing-to-wing pass for Riando. Overhead touch pass to Johnson. Dribbles to his left side. Throws up a three-pointer. Long rebound on the miss. Muhammad tracks it down. Finds Johnson. Pass down low. Thomas goes up with it. Lost it. Branscombe collects it. Puts it up. And then Branscombe missed. And then an over-the-back is going to be called on Kobe Branscombe. So we've seen plenty of times, Blake, shots right at the rim for the Tigers just not falling.
No, and the other problem they have there is they're being so aggressive on the offensive boards that they're causing fouls that they're just a little unnecessary there. They're going to have to finish the ball right in the hole there.
16 fouls for Fest. This next one puts Windsor on the line for a 1-1. We're tied at 22. Van Etten makes his move in the paint. Pivots, got away with a travel from the right side, though. Flips it up and in. You keep playing through the whistle.
Got real lucky there with that travel.
Certainly did. 2:45 to play. Windsor back up two. Here's Muhammad from straightaway. Three-pointer is good. Akil Muhammad showing off his offensive skills. Festus takes the lead once more. Tigers have only hit 2 three-pointers so far tonight. They've taken about 10 attempts. Bounce pass to the knees of Van Etten. Has to collect it. Goes back up to Amabile. Almost lost his pivot. Off-balance pass to Hartman. Wing three short. Branscombe underneath. Rebound. 2:20 to play. Branscombe pushing. Dribbles with the right to the 10. Finger rolls it. Misses. Rebound. Put back Muhammad. He's got the last 5 for the Tigers and their largest lead of the night. 27-24. 2 minutes to play here in quarter number two. Amabile looking for a screen on the wing, doesn't get it. Bounces it into the block for Van Etten. Van Etten flipped, basically knocked over Branscombe, no call, and then got called for traveling.
The refs finally caught him on those traveling calls there, and that cost him big right there. Cost him 2 points, actually.
1:57 to play. Some substitutions coming in. Didn't quite catch all who came in and came off, but on the floor for the Tigers, it's Rickerman, Thomas, Muhammad, Branscombe, and Johnson. For the Owls, it's Amabile, Derek Williams, Pierce Hartman, Aaron Harrison, and Justin Van Etten. Tigers in possession. Rickerman wide open, 3 from the wing, misses it. Offensive rebound in midair, put back by Sebez Thomas. He's got 6, all coming in the second quarter. Tigers up 29-24. We're starting to see the rebounding on offense take effect for the Tigers.
We're finally starting to see them finish, too, in the perimeter on the rim.
Certainly are. In the paint, the shot missed by the Owls. Rebound Thomas up ahead into the front court. Gives it up. Here's Johnson. Top of the circle, and Coach Farrell did not like the offensive set, so he's going to call a 30-second timeout. There's 1:17 to play in the second quarter. Festus on top, 29-24. We're back in 30 on KJF.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpets, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 KJFF, also streaming online at MIMOinfo.com and on the the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. 29-24 the score. Festus leading Windsor. Inbound far sideline. Thomas to Muhammad. Muhammad attacks, flips it up with the left from the right side, gets it to go. Akil Muhammad has seven of the Tigers' last nine. On the other side, though, a nice up-and-under move from the left to the right. Hartman by the bucket gets it to go from the right side. Connor Hartman having himself a nice game tonight. 31-26 Festus. Under a minute to play in the first half. Rickerman, the freshman, to the mid-block for the senior Thomas. Extra pass to the senior Branscombe. Corner three off the mark. Backside rebound, Amabile. Wants to push, looks to his left, delivers a pass to Connor Hartman, head fake, then attacks the corner, and a blocking foul is going to go on Cole Rickerman. 43.3 seconds to go in the first half. Connor Hartman, a third trip to the free throw line.
Looks like he's going to be a 1-1, too, there in the bonus.
Yes, foul was on the floor, but as Blake said, 1-1 bonus, so if Connor wants the second free throw, he's got to make the first one. And he's 4-for-4 on the night. Little shimmy shake as he got the ball, then puts it up and missed it. First free throw miss of the night. Grabbing the board is Cedez Thomas. Tigers up the middle of the floor. It's Rickerman with it at the volleyball line. Gives it up, and now Branscombe just tucking it away under his left shoulder at the volleyball line as well. Now dribbles backwards with a right hand. 25 seconds to play, 3-2 zone Owls.
Looks like Kobe's going to set up for the last shot of this half here.
Thomas waiting on the low block baseline. Now he'll walk towards the middle of the floor. Branscombe gives it up to Rickerman. Rickerman surveys, dribbles while he does. Now looks to his right, flips it to Muhammad. And then Muhammad, a no-look pass, thought Anderson was going to be down along the baseline, but he wasn't. He was in the corner. That one thrown right out of bounds. So Windsor with 6.4 ticks to go. Down by five, have a chance to get the final shot of the half. Inbound Amabile, lets it roll, now picks it up, into the front court, dribbles, handoff pass, wing three, Connor Hartman way off the mark, an air ball there, as Cedez Thomas last to touch it out of bounds, but the buzzer sounded, and the first half has come to an end. It's Festus 31, Windsor 26. You're listening to coverage of JCAA Conference Basketball on KJFF.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at ParklandRx.com.
News and weather this hour, sponsored by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another selling tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
When should you list? Now is a great time. Supply is low, but there are still an adequate number of buyers available. This will give you a greater opportunity of selling due to less competition. Call or text me, Vanessa Troche, at 573-330-6261.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Matt Greenwood with the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. 31-26, Festus leading Windsor here at the break. Still another 16 minutes to decide this JCAA conference affair. It's the first conference game of the season for these schools, and that's important, certainly, for the Jefferson County area large schools. An attempt by Windsor, by Festus, by Perryville, and by DeSoto, I believe it is, trying to knock off the Hillsboro Hawks, the three-time defending JCAA Large Schools Conference champions. And so plenty of basketball to go before we even begin districts in mid-February, and then possibly a state run for some of these teams in this area. But that's something we'll worry about further down the line. Still got to worry about the rest of tonight's game. And Blake with me here on the broadcast. And before we dive into the Bloomsdale Bank first half stats, Blake, what have we seen from Festus? Why was it that they started off so poorly, but there in the final four and a half minutes of the half, we saw them really start to play a lot better?
It looked to me like their bench started getting it. They brought some energy and some rejuvenation off the bench there in the second quarter, especially with the Keel scoring 7 of the last 9 points they had there. And so I just think that the bench play they had really got the starters and got everyone going in a rhythm after that first quarter lull they had.
We had talked about how they were not finishing at the rim. When that's sort of happening, you're getting those offensive rebounds, but you're not making the putback tries or you're blowing the layups and all that stuff. What makes the difference? I know you used to play for Coach Therrell. What makes the difference between not finishing and then suddenly finishing at the rim?
It's just keeping it going. You shouldn't have any – I believe that you should have a mental edge at all times. Like, you should be ready to finish around the rim at all times, and if it doesn't go your way, then you just got to keep going and persevering through that. And so I believe that's what Festus did there. They realized they weren't making the first ones, but they just kept believing that they'd eventually get those in the hole.
It felt like in the first quarter, Festus, Blake, was trying to build their lead through shooting three-pointers. We saw them attack a little bit better in that second quarter. I mean, we're talking about a potential, 9-10-point lead for Festus if they get more than just 2 3-pointers to go, but I believe they're like 2 of 12 from beyond the arc. So if they can get that going a little bit, I believe like the defensive intensity has been there for Festus all game so far. For the Windsor Owls, they got off to a great start, led by 9 at the end of the first quarter. Was it more what Festus was doing better, or did Windsor just start, losing a bit of their edge in that second quarter? Why did Windsor lose that 9-point lead and now down by 5?
I think it was a little bit of both. I think Festus kind of woke up a little bit more, like, as I should say. They had a really bad first quarter there, and then Windsor just wasn't getting some of the buckets that they were in the first quarter there. And so I believe it was just a combination of Festus playing better and then Windsor just not getting shots to go their way.
All right, let's go ahead and dive into your Bloomsdale Bank stats. We actually are going to go beyond just points. We got rebounds and turnovers as well, but let's get to the points first. For the Windsor Owls, we'll begin with the starters. Sonny Amabile has 3, Connor Hartman with 11, Aaron Harrison with 2, Grant Siegel 2, and Justin Van Etten has 6. Off the bench for Coach Dutton and the Owls, Norman Alford, the only one to get a bucket off the bench. He's got 2 points, that coming early in the first quarter. For the Festus Tigers, they've got 31 on the board as they're up by 5 here at the break. And leading the way is Kobe Branscombe with 8 points, all coming in the first quarter. Behind him is Akil Muhammad off the bench. As Blake just mentioned, Muhammad scoring 7 of the last 9 for the Tigers. So he earned all 7 points within the last 2 minutes of the first half. Then you got Savez Thomas with 6 points, all those coming in the second quarter. Fourth on the team in points, Colin Riando with 5. And then you got Jason Johnson with just 2 points, Austin Anderson, a starter, with 1, and Cole Rickerman, a starter as well, with 2. Again, a total of 31 for the Tigers. What about your numbers, Blake? What you got?
So far I got Windsor. They have 6 turnovers, with Festus having 8. Rebound-wise, Windsor has 23 while Festus has 20. So it's going to be interesting to see, despite Festus's more turnovers, how rebounding in the turnovers is going to factor into the second half here.
Well, I think they had 6 turnovers, Festus, in the first quarter, only 2 in the second quarter. We see the difference. They're up by 5 now.
Yes.
Windsor had few turnovers in the first quarter, a lot more in the second quarter. So that's kind of the difference there. And I see you got 10 offensive rebounds for the Tigers. That's huge moving forward with the absence of Zach Lyles tonight. So Festus leading 31-26 over the Windsor Owls. We'll take a little break here, and when we come back, we'll start the third quarter for you. It's Festus, it's Windsor, it's JCAA Conference Basketball on KJF.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community in-home services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF, the Midwest Sports Center halftime show, has just about reached its conclusion as we get set for the third quarter action here at the Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium at Festus High School. 31-26, the Tigers leading the Windsor Owls at the break. But before we start the third quarter, did you know under the new Missouri 442, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? It's a long-winded question, but it's got a long-winded answer as well. Core 42 is just another way that you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, again, you can speak to any of these representatives about any of these things. You can call 636-481-3000, 636-481-3000, or visit jeffco.edu today. All right, it'll be Branscombe to inbound it at midcourt for the Tigers. And he'll most likely go to Riando, who's got his hands on his hips, ready to receive the pass. The Tigers will be going left to right in this second half. That's west to east. Owls will be going right to left. The ball has been inbounded, and the Tigers start their offense on the near wing. Thomas flips it up top to Randall. They'll swing it into the left corner. Rickerman rises for three, but too strong. Rebound, Connor Hartman to Amabile. Crosses a timeline. Kick pass to the corner. Grant Siegel from deep gets it to drop. And Windsor now down by two. Festus gets the ball into the front court quickly. Rickerman, top of the circle, goes right to left. Then the pass there to Anderson. Anderson, corner three, also off the mark. Rebound, Siegel. Up ahead, Amabile turns, hands it off. Siegel, another three. Another bucket for Grant Siegel.
Two big threes there by Siegel to start the beginning of this second half here.
32-31, the Owls back on top. Pass by Rando down low, deflected into the corner. Anderson recovers. Then back towards Rando at the high post. Up top to Rickerman. Extra pass to the near to the far wing for Anderson. Three-pointer short. Branscombe offensive rebound. Three guys around him, and Branscombe's fouled. Kobe Branscombe, 8 first quarter points. That's all he had for the half. And Coach Dutton wants some clarification on who the foul was called against. It appears to be on Grant Siegel. That'll be his second. Siegel again, two big threes to start this second half. Inbound baseline to the top. Rickerman, three ball, it's good. Cole Rickerman finally getting a three-pointer to drop. It's threes abound here in the second half. As Festus leads 34-32. Van Etten in the paint, taking on Branscombe. Goes into the body, has to throw it up over Branscombe and gets it to drop. 34-34, we're all tied up, 6:35 to play. Rickerman stops with the ball, top, flips it left, Anderson, extra pass, corner, Riando, baseline drive, floats it up over Aaron Harrison, and gets the shot to go. No foul, despite both guys hitting the floor. And a steal in the corner by Rickerman. Amabile threw it away. Here's Rickerman running the floor, an extra burst of speed. Kicks it into the corner for Riando, dribbles with the left along the baseline, and Van Etten will be called for a blocking foul right at that low block. Two team fouls for the Owls. So it'll be an inbound for the Tigers, up 5-2. Sonny Amabile to take a seat. Derek Williams, quarterback of the Owls, checking in. Riando leaning on his toes as he passes it to the wing for Anderson. Up top to Rickerman to the mid-block. Thomas back to Anderson. Back up top to Rickerman. Three ball rattles through. Cole Rickerman, the freshman for the Tigers, extends the lead to 39-34 with 5:55 to play.
Looks like Rickerman had two threes there.
Yeah, Cole Rickerman, two threes. He's up to 8 points now. We'll go ahead and keep it here during this 30-second timeout and thank some of our sponsors, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington, as well as Gilster Mary Lee, Serenity Hospice Care, Bryant Restoration, Farmington, Poplar Bluff, Little Caesars Pizza and Herculaneum, Mario's Italia of Farmington, and the Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington. So Cole Rickerman, two threes tonight. He's taken about six of them. It was 0 for 4 to start. He's hit his last two, and that's helped the Tigers get their lead back up to where it was at the break, 39-34, a five-point advantage. Owls going right to left, bounce pass in the backcourt to Derek Williams on the inbound. Now setting a screen to the right of Williams is Harrison instead. Williams goes left, tries to bounce into the mid-block to Van Etten. Van Etten lost the dribble. Went to the floor, tie-up is called, and the possession arrow will favor the Owls. It was Van Etten and Branscombe tying it up underneath. Guys wiping off the sweat off the floor with their sneakers. You just see about five or six guys just in the same sneaker motion of, you know, kind of brushing back whatever's on the floor. I don't know if that really works. Probably should just use a towel. But here's an inbound by Williams. It's knocked away back out of bounds right in front of the Festus cheerleaders.
It'd probably be a little bit quicker if you did use a towel instead of your sneakers, Matt.
Right. 5:42 to play. Inbound Harrison. Low block. Gets it up over Thomas off glass and in. Aaron Harrison with four. 39-36 Tigers. Riando in the corner. Lobs it up top to Branscombe. Brings it down. Pass to the wing. Anderson short. Backside rebound, though, as it flipped over the rim to the other side. Harrison brings it down for the Owls. Harrison defended there by Thomas in the backcourt, forced to bounce it to Connor Harmon along the right. Harmon gets it up ahead to Williams, and then a 10-second count is going to go on the Windsor Owls. So another turnover by Windsor as they begin to pile up. Here's Amabile and Pierce Hartman set to check in for Windsor. Coach Dutton wanted it there, but Festus was too quick to inbound. Dutton didn't like the lack of communication between him and the scorekeeper. Here's a Rickerman three that's off the mark for Festus. Rebound collected by the Tiger. Branscombe in the corner. Passes it off his right hip to Austin Anderson. Flips it to the wing for Rickerman. Starts forward, picks up the dribble to Anderson. Wing, bounce pass to the low block Thomas. Flips it behind him to Branscombe in the corner. Pass down low to Riando underneath the rim too far. Shot no good. Sebastian Thomas offensive rebound. Put back no good as well. Here's Austin Anderson collecting it. And Anderson traveled underneath. Got the shot to go but shuffled his feet.
It looks to me there that Windsor switched into a 2-3 instead of the 3-2 they came out in the first half there. So let's see how that factors in going into the rest of the second half.
It's the Owls trailing 39-36, 4:30 to play. Amabile crosses into the front court. Accelerates to the rim, floats it up, no good. Got the rebound, but stepped on the in line. So it'll be Festus, ball up by three. For the Owls on the floor, it's Pierce Hartman, Amabile, Alford, Van Etten, and Connor Hartman. For the Tigers, it's Riando who's in possession. Akil Muhammad, Jason Johnson, Savez Thomas, and Kobe Branscombe. 4:15 to play. Here's Johnson dribbling with it. Kicks it up. Flips it back left to the top for Muhammad. Bounce pass to the high post left side. Muhammad to Thomas. Thomas forced to pick up the dribble. Goes to Muhammad. Quick pass back to the corner. Branscombe baseline drive, and he's pushed from behind. Branscombe will get to go to the free throw line. Well, we know in a 2-3 zone, Blake, that the posts, the high posts are where a lot of the passing action is going to take place, and Thomas did a good job of finding Branscombe in the corner. He wasted no time getting to the rim.
It's that ball movement, the 2-3, that really breaks it down. You gotta swing it around the court there with quick passes there to break that 2-3 zone.
And Thomas, who's a 6 foot, 6'4", 6'5" kid, can easily peer over the defense and find open targets. Here's Branscombe missing the second free throw after getting the first one to go. And what do we have here on the loose ball rebound? I think they called the ball out of bounds off the Tigers.
Looked like Akil there went for a putback and almost shot it over the backboard.
All right, so inside of four to play, Festus holding on to a 40-36 lead. This was a three-point game the last time they played back in early December. Windsor won, and here's an up-and-under move. Pierce Hartman, though, blows the right-hand layup. Branscombe up ahead with the pass to Riando. Underneath, lost the dribble, collects it to the wing for Akil Muhammad to Johnson at the top. Swings it left to Branscombe. Lob pass down low to Thomas. Thomas posting up, lost the dribble, through the paint, throws it up. Front rim, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, try off glass. Yes, sir. So that's Thomas doing all the dirty work. Now has 8 on the night. Connor Hartman rises for 3, spins out. Rebound tipped by Riando to Akil Muhammad, who's got 7 on the night. Muhammad, though, stripped at the free throw line by Amabile. Good hand poke there. Amabile into the front, turns his back into the defender, dumps it off to the baseline. Alford rises for a 7-footer, and that one's good. 42-38 Tigers. Johnson, 3 ball, spins out a second time tonight for Johnson. And then an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Savez Thomas. Man, that is the second time we've seen Johnson's 3-pointer go in and spin right back out.
You got to wonder how Jason Johnson's feeling after 2 shots like that. You just got to be like, come on, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Johnson, a pure 3-point shooter for sure. As he came into this game, Jason Johnson, 34% from 3 at going 19 of 56, so right there, that 34%, not too bad. All right, so it's Windsor basketball. Amabile, entry pass to the mid-block, tipped up by Rando into the hands of Branscombe underneath. He's out and running up to the top of the circle. They'll swing it around the perimeter into the corner, back to the right side to the wing, and a travel is going to be called on Colin Rando. Coach Therrell looks at the official and says, what are you talking about? By the way, our seats are great. We are right behind the Windsor bench. We can hear everything. And I'm not too bad at reading lips either. 42-38, Festus in the lead. Amabile, though, for the Owls, has it. Bounce pass to the low block extended. Right side, Van Etten posting up. Branscombe blocks the shot, but Van Etten got fouled first. Even when fouls are called in favor of Windsor, Coach Dutton doesn't look happy.
He hasn't been looking too happy there since the beginning of the second quarter.
Yeah.
At one point, I believe he took his jacket off.
He did. Windsor had a 9-point lead at the end of one. They trail by 4. Make that 3 as Van Etten spins in the first free throw.
It's a big free throw there for Windsor to get back into this game.
Van Etten now 1 of 3 at the charity stripe. 75% free throw shooter coming into this game. Toes on the line. Collects himself, chin up, ball up, and it rattles out. Rebound Thomas at the rim. Gets it up ahead to Branscombe. Lob pass to the corner. Won't even get near there as Van Etten tipped it to himself. Brought it down. Shoveled it to Amabile. Crosses the timeline, middle of the floor, right to left. Working the right side of the floor, Connor Hartman with it. Picks up the dribble and hands it off to Amabile. Amabile dribbling with the right hand with the left sweatband on the left wrist. Through the paint, pass down low. Harrison to Van Etten, waits patiently. A couple of head fakes. Got the defenders off balance, and Van Etten sticks it home.
Man, Van Etten's been almost unstoppable there in the paint when he gets the ball.
Branscombe at the high post, spins, finds Akil Muhammad, who flips it to the right wing. Johnson, touch pass Riando, extra pass down low. Thomas, and Thomas fouled at the rim. Team foul number 4, they're going to say it's in the act of shooting. 42-41, Festus in the lead. Thomas hoping to extend it here. Sevez Thomas, a 70% free throw shooter, 14 of 20 on the season. Collects himself, throws it up, back iron miss.
It's a free throw he wanted to hit there. I can guarantee you that, Matt.
We are seeing so many missed free throws, more so from Festus. They've taken more than Windsor, and they've missed more than Windsor. Spinning the second free throw, though, up is Thomas. Gets it to go. Timeout. Coach Therrell, 1:33 to play in this third. It's 43-41. Festus, a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
All right, Matt Greenwood, Blake Holland with you on AM 1400 KHF, furthering our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy sponsor. They are a sponsor of the scoreboard, and looking at it right now, 1:33 to play in the third quarter. Festus 43, Windsor 41, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. Also want to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast this game, and that includes Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, as well as Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank, Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, as well as Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, and Presbyterian Manor of Farmington. Owls can tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Alford at the free throw line, takes on Branscombe, flips it up with the left hand, got it to go, and takes the foul.
That was a good finish there by Alford right there. That was a really nice finish.
Alford with four in the third quarter, six for the game, an and-one chance here. It looks like Sevez Thomas and Alford were having words for each other. And the official brings them over, tells them to fist bump, and they do. Coach Thomas, Sevez Thomas, still not happy about it. We always talk about, and Coach Therrell talks about it too, Blake. You talk about it as well. Thomas gets fired up from time to time. Alford free throw, front rim, back iron, gets it to drop. Three-point play the old-fashioned way for Norman Alford. And Windsor takes a lead once more, 44-43. Here's Akil Muhammad. They're going to call a hand over the top of the ball tie-up.
Jump ball.
So possession arrow favors the Tigers. I believe that was Connor Hartman that got a hand on it.
They got lucky there with that jump ball. It almost looked like a travel there by Akil Muhammad.
Yeah, I was thinking traveling too. Surprised at the jump ball call. Here's an inbound. Thomas in the corner, deep two. Turns around, finds Branscombe. Hey, that's a better chance and a better shot. And Branscombe gets it to drop home. And the Tigers retake the lead, 46-44. Branscombe pulling the trigger from 20 feet and connecting.
Deep three there.
Connor Hartman, three ball. Off the mark. Alford down low. Rebound tipped away into the hands of Derek Williams. Goes up with the putback try. That's no good. And then Alford strips the rebound away from Branscombe. Finds Connor Hartman at the top. Drives into the paint. Branscombe tries to take a charge. Connor Hartman dropped it down low. Alford then goes off glass and draws the foul once more. Alford with a great finish. And a chance to give Windsor a one-point lead with 35 seconds to play in the third.
Back-to-back and-one opportunities here for Alford. That is a huge and-one right there.
Can he do it again? Shakes the shoulders, dribbles three times, spins the ball into the right hand. Chin up, ball up, yes. Consecutive and one chances for Norman Alford. He completes both, and Windsor's back up 47-46. Johnson from three, 25 feet out, back iron miss. Rebound underneath, tipped away, loose ball, now picked up by Connor Hartman. Branscombe reaches in and then hits the deck. Hartman to Amabile, shovel pass 30 feet up ahead to Alford. Alford through the paint, kicks it out, top of the circle. Connor Hartman, a three, and the Owls bench is up on their feet. 50-46, they lead. 5 seconds to play. Branscombe at the top, nearly lost it. Finds Johnson wide open for three. That one will rattle out off the glass then and no good. and a double fist pump in the air for Coach Dutton of the Windsor Owls as they take a four-point lead into the fourth. It's 50-46 Windsor. You're listening to JCAA Conference Basketball on KJO.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about something from the all-you-can-eat menu, like Double Crunch Shrimp, Famous Applebee's Riblets, or Chicken Tenders, all served with our signature coleslaw and endless fries. Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers, doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood, Blake Holland in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. 50-46, Windsor leading Festus. JCAA conference game right here on KJF and MyMoInfo.com. And we've got 8 minutes of potential brilliance left to go. Windsor down by five at the break, has taken a four-point lead into this fourth quarter. Windsor actually led 20-11 after one. Festus 31-26 at the break. And now here's Windsor up 50-46 starting the fourth quarter. Amabile at the wing, hesitates, gets around the screen, floats it up from the low block. Back iron no good. Loose ball down low, and it's tipped out by Austin Anderson. It will stay Windsor ball. Connor Hartman, a huge three at the end of the third quarter to extend that lead for the Owls. Hartman trying to spin off of Anderson as Amabile surveys, finds the inbounder Alford. Alford turns around, misses the 7-foot shot. Rebound, Branscombe has it taken from behind by Alford. Alford from the left side. Off-balance right-hand layup, no good. Ball tipped out towards the arc, and then Alford going to get called for a reach-in foul. Man, Alford is just been a ball of energy off the bench for Coach Dutton and the Owls.
Yeah, you got to love the hustle he's given to him here in the second half especially. I mean, he sparked that little lead they have right now.
Cole Rickerman at the top of the circle flips it to the left side as the Tigers left to right on the left side of the floor. That's far side for us. It's Riando on the wing. Extra pass into the corner. Branscombe looking to Thomas, who's posted up. Thomas draws a triple. Back out to Branscombe. Three ball rattles out. Going up for the rebound, Aaron Harrison got smacked on the face. Bounces it along the baseline to Amabile. Crosses the front court. Kick pass. Corner. Three ball. Hartman. That's no good. Flying in from the mid block. Sebastian Thomas grabs the board. Outlet pass to Branscombe. Tipped by Hartman into the hands of Amabile. Turnover there by the Tigers. Amabile. Three-pointer. Draws a double. Can't shoot it. Goes up top to Pierce Hartman. Lob pass down low to Alford from the low right block. Too strong. Off glass. Rebound. Put back. Harrison spins out off the back rim. Oh my goodness. That should have been two for the Owls. Instead, Festus still down by four. Branscombe, a three. No. Decides to pass it up to Anderson. Extra pass into the corner. Rickerman, three ball off the mark. Branscombe underneath amongst three bigs. Branscombe grabs the rebound, tries to go back up with it, and got fouled doing so.
These two free throws here for Kobe Branscombe are going to be huge for them to cut this four-point lead they have early in the fourth quarter. Big offensive rebound, though, by him over three Windsor defenders there.
All right, Branscombe taking a couple of deep breaths. He's a workhorse for sure. The 6'3" forward settles himself down, but cannot get the free throw to go. By the way, no team has scored here to start this fourth quarter. We're a minute 29 into the action. Branscombe shooting free throws in front of the Windsor cheerleaders. Branscombe gets the free throw to go, and the Tigers pull within three. Branscombe now 2 of 4 at the stripe here in the second half, 3 of 6 for the game. Windsor in possession, right to left they go. Far side of the floor, that's on the right side. On the wing, Amabile dribbling about, then rises for three off the dribble. No good, it was too strong. Backside rebound to Alford, but he went over the back of Anderson. So Fest has a chance to tie it up here. That is team foul number 7, and because it is on a rebound, that is considered a defensive foul, which means a 1-and-1 situation for the Tigers. Should be Austin Anderson to the free throw line. He was the one that got fouled by Alford, and it will be. Anderson wipes off the bottom of the sneakers, lines up the toes, and Coach Dutton will bring in Van Etten, who will remove Alford. So Alford going 120% on the floor is going to get a breather, a chance to recharge and get back out there for the final 4 minutes. Here's an Anderson free throw. It's up. It's good. He gets another.
Big one-on-one there for Austin Anderson. If they want to get back into this game, he's going to have to hit both of these.
57% free throw shooter Anderson, but he's only got 7 free throws taken. He's 100% there on those two. He's got 3 free throws made tonight, Anderson. He's 3 of 5 at the line for all of his points. Festus down by 1, 6 minutes to play at the free throw line. Inside the arc, Harrison, pass down low, tipped up by Thomas. Harrison wrestles it away, collects, finds Hartman. Hartman inside the paint, attacks the right side. No good on the shot, but a whistle and a foul. Branscombe picking up his 3rd. So Connor Hartman again hit a 3-pointer at the end of the third quarter to give Windsor a 4-point lead. Get some free throws and unlucky there.
Him and Van Etten have really had a good game here for Windsor, especially carrying a little bit of the load for him tonight.
Connor Hartman actually hit his first 4 free throws. He's 0 for 2 since. Now he's 1 for 3 since, starting off perfect. Connor Hartman's going to get a chance to take a seat as Windsor re-ups their lead to 2 points after Hartman makes that free throw. 51-49, another tight contest between Festus and Windsor. Expected nothing less. Here's Rickerman on the near side wing. Pass to the corner. Branscombe looks up, dribbles it, bounces it along the perimeter to Rickerman, who flips it to the left side for Anderson. Coach Dutton stomping his feet along the sideline, wants the defense to pick it up as Anderson midair pass to the corner. And a Riando drive along the baseline gets the shot to go and the foul.
Big finish effort for Riando. If he can finish this and one, that'll give Festus a 1-point lead here going into Windsor with 5:30 left in the game.
Akil Muhammad will check in before the free throws for the Tigers. Van Etten and Grant Siegel, who we haven't seen since he hit down a pair of big 3-pointers to start the third quarter, he's back in for the Owls. It'll be Amabil and Alford to take a seat. And one here for Riando. He's a 65% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. It's off to the left, and we stay tied at 51. Riando now 1 of 3 at the lines tonight. 5:20 to play. 51-51. Van Etten down underneath gets the shot up high off the window and in. Assist to Amabil. 53-51 Windsor. 5:05 to play. Akil Muhammad on the wing. Starts right, goes left, pass Pierce Hartman. Hartman reaches in and gets called for the foul. And it's a 1-and-1 coming for Akil Muhammad. Akil Muhammad, 87% free throw shooter. He's 13 of 15. Those are pretty good numbers.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good person to have at the line, especially late in the game.
Muhammad pauses, gets the free throw up and good. Akil Muhammad had a surge towards the end of the second quarter, scored 7 of the team's last 9 in that first half to help Festus to a 5-point lead. He had a quiet 3rd and a pretty quiet 4th, but gets that free throw to go. And chance for another, and that one is up, and that one is good.
We very well could see another second quarter like Akil had here in the fourth quarter. Who knows how this game's going to go.
53-53. It's been awesome. 4:55 to play. In the corner, Siegel down to our left, and literally right in front of us is now Amabil has it. Bounce pass from the wing to Van Etten, who's doubled on the block, and Thomas takes it away. Thomas behind the back dribble. Keeps it away from Van Etten, then turns, finds Branscombe at the top of the circle. Branscombe lost the pass attempt as Amabil took it from him. Wraparound pass, Amabil had it taken away by Riando as the teams turn it over, and then Riando is fouled going up the floor. So you had 2 turnovers by Windsor and 1 by Festus.
A little bit of some sloppy basketball there, Matt.
Well, we know that these teams are playing a little bit smaller right now with just, I mean, they just don't have a lot of height, and so they want to get out and they want to get running, and sometimes it does get a little sloppy as Riendo trying to settle the crowd a little bit gets the free throw to go. Another one coming for Riendo. Brings the ball off his left hip into his right hand. Spreads out the feet. Puts up the free throw. Back iron miss. Up for the rebound. It's tipped out. Three Owls converged. Neither could bring it down. Instead, Muhammad does. Muhammad, pass to the corner. Three ball. Hangs on the rim from Riendo. No good. Offensive rebound. Thomas up and under. Misses the over-the-head layup try. And then the ball again knocked out of bounds. This one will stay Festus ball. All right, I'm laughing because Coach Therrell called a timeout, but Coach Dutton wanted the officials' attention to call a timeout as well. And when he saw Coach Therrell use it, he just turned and said, okay, all right, that works. So we are in a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. It is Festus 54, Windsor 53, about 4 minutes to play. Blake, this is a game that we expected to be this tight throughout, and it hasn't disappointed for sure.
No, like I said, I knew this game would be a little bit of a lower scoring game, a little bit in the mid-50s, maybe creep into the 60s here. And I figured both teams had, like you said, a pretty equal matchup, running and gunning up and down the floor.
Well, going in, free throw percentage for both teams, about 61-62%. Rebounds per game at 31. Three-point percentage, 31%. I mean, these teams are almost mirror images of one another. And you look at the heights and the size on the roster, they're just about the same in every position. So just good basketball, good even basketball. Here's Muhammad, though, traveling out of the corner. Turnover, Tigers. 4:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Festus 54, Windsor 53. Amabile brings it up the middle of the floor, steps on the Tiger logo, goes to the right side, stops there, lobs it down low to the free throw line. Van Etten can't handle it. He's a little too strong. Anderson picks up the scraps, floats it up ahead into the corner, left side for Riendo to Branscombe, back to Riendo, baseline drive, gets past two defenders, up and through Van Etten, off glass and in. Colin Riendo putting on a show from the baseline. He's got five in the fourth, back up to a three-point lead. Festus, and now Coach Dutton will call a timeout. Let's go ahead and take it with him. 3:39 to play in the fourth. It's 56-53 Festus leading the Windsor Owls. You
love to shop with Patsy's. Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, and you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices,
you'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit-needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? That's right. Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000. That's 636-481-3000 or visit jeffco.edu today. 3:39 to play in this fourth quarter. Festus 56, Windsor 53. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Blake Holland. It'll be a Windsor inbound right in front of us down to our right as Windsor going right to left. It's Harrison to inbound it to Amabile in the backcourt. On the floor for the Owls, it's also Van Etten, Siegel, and Connor Hartman. Tigers on the defense. Pass from the free throw line to the right block. Van Etten had a shot blocked. Couldn't tell who it was, but Riendo picks up the loose ball, throws it up to the head to Thomas, who finger rolls it home off glass. A steal, transition bucket for the Tigers, and they're up by five. Van Etten, baseline, attacks, gets it up, hangs off the back rim, and finally drops. Tigers back up to back down to a three-point lead. Branscombe will settle things down at midcourt, middle of the floor, hang it off of his left hip. Now he's on the move, bounce pass to Anderson along the wing, back up top towards Muhammad. Muhammad will hold it behind his back. then fake a pass. Now gets rid of it to Branscombe. Branscombe sort of leaning back a little off balance there. Able to collect himself. Gets it to Riando into the corner. He's been dangerous from the corner, Riando. Doing a good job driving along the baseline. And now Branscombe trying to make a move on Siegel. Wound up bouncing it off his left ankle, and it rolls out of bounds. Turnover, Tigers.
Looks like Fest was trying to stall there and use a little bit of the clock to their advantage, up with a three-point lead about 2.5 to take her go.
It was a 61-58 win for Windsor in the first round of the Cygors tournament back in early December. It's a three-point game here with Festus on top. Right side of the floor, which is far side from us, it's Williams to Harrison. To the near side for Amabile. Gets past Riando, and Anderson blocks the pass by Amabile, but they're going to call a foul anyway on Austin Anderson. And that's team foul number 7. Or is that number 6, and they're calling it in the act of shooting?
I believe that was foul number 6. I think it was in the act of shooting.
I don't know. It looked like he was trying to pass it, honestly. Maybe he just couldn't get the ball up because Anderson came across a little too strong. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking, because I didn't see any kind of passing window there when he went up, so I don't know who he's going to be passing to.
Amabile cannot convert the free throw. He's a pretty reliable free throw shooter, 65% coming into this game. But he goes 0 for 1, and the second one coming, and he winds up going 0 for 2. So that's Thomas comes flying in and takes the ball away from Harrison. Tigers, left to right they go, in possession. Rickerman, middle of the floor, picks up the dribble at the Tiger logo, flips it to the left side for Riando. Pass to Thomas is off of the top of his hands to Branscombe. Branscombe along the baseline, bounces it back up towards midcourt to Riando. Riando flips it off his right hip to Johnson. Back over to Branscombe. Inside at 2 to play. In the corner now with it, Riando. Thought about attacking, instead floats it up top. Johnson, extra pass to the wing. Branscombe, three ball, you betcha! 61-55 Tigers.
Huge three-point there by Kobe Branscombe. Wide open, too. I don't know where the Windsor defense was.
No rotation on the zone defense, and now Amabile throws it into the backcourt. A backcourt violation. Kobe Branscombe, two threes in the second half. None bigger at this moment than that three ball right there from the wing. 61-55 Festus. 90 seconds to play. Coach Dutton making more moves.
It's going to be interesting to see when Windsor, if they foul, is going to be.
10 team fouls for the Owls, so any foul that they do commit will be automatic two free throws. Branscombe splits the double near midcourt, gets all the way to the paint, bounces it to the left side, and Riando kisses one home off the glass, and the Tigers with their largest lead of the night at 63-55, 80 seconds to play in this contest. The Tigers looking to go 1-0 in the JCAA conference action. Stick around, we'll find out what happens in the final minute and 20 seconds when we return in 30 seconds here on KJF.
When you buy a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas in Lendington, you're getting top quality. Just ask Randy Elliott of Potosi. He was very happy with the work they did.
It was absolutely phenomenal. They went above and beyond what I asked for. They did 100%, and anything that they could do more on that they thought that I would like or my family would like, they went ahead and did it.
Home Pools and Spas in Lendington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Blake Collin with me this evening. It's going to probably come down to the wire here. Windsor, though, needs some big buckets as they trail 63-55. Branscombe comes sprinting out of the little tunnel down to the right with a bandage over his index finger and appears maybe his middle finger as well. Don't know what that's all about. As we resume action here, Windsor right to left they go. To the mid block, left side, Amabile. Kick pass to the wing, Hartman dribbles to the paint, floats it up, a little leaner, off to the right, rebound to Akil Muhammad. Over to Branscombe. Branscombe working his way up the floor, and Coach Thero wants to call a timeout. It's a 60-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. Let's go ahead and keep it here. 103 to play. 63-55 Tigers in the lead. Blake, Coach Therrell's been looking for that guy here and there this season to step up in a major moment, hit a big shot, and win a ball game for the Tigers tonight. That very well may be Branscombe's three-pointer with about a minute and a half to play.
For sure. Kobe Branscombe's play here in the last 2 minutes here have been huge. I mean, he had a good dump-down pass there to Riendo, too, for a wide-open layup to stretch that lead to 8 points. And a senior leadership like Kobe Branscombe's needed when you have a close game and you have a little bit of experience like he does, and that's going to show here in the last minute or so.
All right, we pretty much know the name of the game. For Windsor, hit a three, foul. Hit a three, foul. Maybe get to the rim, lay it up, draw a foul there possibly. Coach Dutton going to bring in Norman Alford here, who did a great job in the third quarter really getting to the rim.
Definitely. It looks like Windsor, if I was Windsor, I would for sure not even hesitate to fouling right away just because you're going to need that spare time to get down the floor and score to make this a close game.
And out of this timeout, it is Festus basketball, so you go for the steal early and then you foul. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much so. As soon as they inbound it, you want to find the weakest, if not the weakest, foul shooter they have and go and attack them.
Branscombe presented the ball to a triple team, and Norman Alford nearly took it away from him but got called for grabbing the wrist. So Branscombe to the free throw line. Three for six, Branscombe at the free throw line for the evening.
Looks like it'll be the double bonus, too, so he's going to get two free throws.
Yep, automatic two coming. Bends the knees, rises, and comes up short.
This route here for Kobe Branscombe is going to be huge for expanding that Festus lead. So in case of a late Windsor rally here in the last minute.
Second free throw, Branscombe gets that one to go through. Now 4 of 8 at the line. And the best free throw shooter on the team, Akil Muhammad, is on the floor. He's also one of the quickest defenders as he'll line up against Grant Siegel here. 58.3 seconds to go. Rolling the ball in. Owls down by 9 to the wing. Siegel with Muhammad draped all over him. Siegel forced to give it down low to Van Etten. Makes his move on Thomas. Errant right-hander from the right side. High off glass. No good. Saving it from going out of bounds. Branscombe trying to bounce it off of Connor Hartman, who brought his feet back in. Took the ball and went up and got the ball to go in. So Owls down by 7. Ball tipped near midcourt. Nearly stolen by Windsor. Branscombe has it, and he's pushed around the sideline. Finally, a whistle goes and a foul against the Owls.
It almost looked like it might have been about to be uncalled there, and that would have been really crazy there.
That's the third personal on Connor Hartman, and Branscombe back to the free throw line. I don't know about you, Blake, but I kind of like Akil Muhammad just sort of being that dark horse, the guy that can, you know, help out this Tiger team when things are coming down to the wire, whether it's, you know, hitting a big three or coming up with a steal or a tough rebound. I just really like his style.
He's got a whole bunch of quickness put in him, so if he uses that quickness correctly with his brains, then he's a huge dark horse player for Festus, like you said.
Branscombe now 5 of 10 at the line tonight. Misses that second one. Rebound. Connor Hartman up ahead for the Owls in the corner. Amabile three ball off the mark. Rebounds to Vez Thomas. 18 seconds to go. Lobs it up ahead to Riendo. Waits for Amabile to fly by. Riendo sticks it home. Are they calling traveling on? No, they're going to say Amabile fouled Riendo on the floor. Bad call there, in my opinion, but doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. Festus up by 8, 13.9 seconds to play. Rando gets two free throws anyway.
It's looking good here for Festus in the final 13 seconds of the game.
Right foot forward for Rando. Now splits the left slightly back, and the first free throw hangs on the front of the rim and does not go. Rando trying to lean that one back the other way. Couldn't get the free throw to drop, but has another free throw, and that one spins off the back of the rim. 12 seconds to go. Windsor has the rebound into the front court. Siegel looking to pass, finds Amabile in the corner. Amabile stumbles over his own feet, throws up the ball off the side of the backboard. 3 seconds to go, and there was Grant Siegel who collected the ball but had his foot on the end line. So 3.4 seconds to go. Festus about to improve to 1-0 in the JCAA conference. Inbound to Riendo, and the time will tick off, and that's it. 65-57, that's your final score. Festus wins it. They're now 8-4 on the year. The Owls drop to 8-7. Windsor 0-1 in the JCAA Large Schools Conference standings. Festus now 1-0, tied with Perryville. 65-57, your final score. We're back with the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show next.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th. Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call Student Services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
'65-57, your final score from the Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium at Festus High School. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Blake Holland. Festus gets the 8-point victory over the Windsor Owls to start JCAA Large Schools Conference play. Festus 1-0. Windsor drops to 0-1. Overall, the Owls now 8-7, and the Festus Tigers 8-4. Let's go ahead and dive into your Bloomsdale Bank stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Let's go ahead and, first of all, going to go ahead and tell you that these are unofficial stats. I'm off by 2 points on Festus. There was some back-and-forth action, Blake, that was so hectic, couldn't quite keep up. But so I apologize for shorting one of these Tigers 2 points. But they get the win, so they don't care. Let's begin with the Windsor Owls. We'll begin with the starters for Windsor. 3 for Sonny Amabiel. 4 for Aaron Harrison. 8 for Grant Siegel. 15 for Justin Van Etten. And then 17 for Connor Hartman to lead all Owls in scoring. Off the bench, Coach Dutton had some really good production from Norman Alford. 10 points, all or 8 of his 10 coming in the third quarter with a field goal way back in the first. And that's all the scoring there for the Windsor Owls. So 6 different players score, 4 or 5 starters, 1 player off the bench. For the Festus Tigers, they get 7 guys to score. Their leading scorer, Kobe Branscombe, with 18, had a big 3 in the fourth quarter to give Festus a comfortable lead, which they eventually held on to. Then behind him for second most, Colin Riando with 12, including 5 in the fourth quarter, 5 in the first half, only 2 in the third, but he scored at least 1 point in every quarter, Riando. Then third on the team in scoring, Savez Thomas with 11. Now all these 3 are starters. The other 2 starters, Cole Rickerman with 8, including 2 big threes in the third quarter, and then Austin Anderson with 3 points, all coming from the free throw line. Now off the bench for Festus, He got two for Jason Johnson, nine for Akil Muhammad. Akil was 7 of 9, or 7 of his 9 points in the second quarter, including in the final 2 minutes. Muhammad got 7 points in the final 2 minutes of the second quarter, scoring 7 of the team's 9 to end the first half and give Festus that 5-point lead. So, again, 9 for Akil Muhammad. Final score, again, Festus 65 and Windsor 57. If we go score by quarter, it was 20-11 Windsor after one, 31-26 Festus at the half, 50-46 Windsor at the end of three, and then 65-57 again, your final score. So it went back and forth. Each team led twice at the end of a quarter. And Festus, though, what's the important part is having the lead at the end of the fourth, and they did. So what about your stats? You kept track of turnovers and rebounds. So, Blake Holland, what you got?
All right. So, as I said, in the first half there, Festus had 8 turnovers and Windsor had 6. And in the second half there, Windsor had 10 turnovers while Festus had a measly 8. So for totals and turnovers, Festus had 16 for the night while Windsor also had 16. Matching how similar these teams are, I guess.
No kidding,
Matt.
Right?
Offensive rebound-wise, I have Windsor with 9 for the night with only 5 there in the second half. And then I have 17 offensive rebounds there for Festus in the second half, which was huge for putback points and stuff like that, especially in the third quarter. Defensive rebound-wise, I have 25 here for Windsor. And then for Festus, I have 22.
All right, so Windsor outdid themselves on average. They go 11.6 offensive rebounds a night. You said 17. And then you said, what, 30-some-odd rebound defensive rebounds for Windsor?
For Windsor, it was 25 defensive rebounds, while they only had 9 offensive rebounds. So it was a little bit under their average.
Okay. And then for Festus, they had, what, 9 offensive rebounds?
They actually had 17 here tonight.
Okay, so it was the other way around. Okay, gotcha. So Festus doing some bigger and better things on the rebound in the rebounding department, controlling that aspect of the game at the end of the second or in the second quarter and towards the end of the fourth as well. And as you mentioned, 16 turnovers apiece for each one. They had quite a few categories where they lined up with the same sort of number. So we knew it was going to be tight throughout. It was. Festus created that separation at about the 2-3 minute mark of the fourth quarter, and the big reason why, Kobe Branscombe. So let's go ahead and take a break here. When we come back, we'll hear from Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers. It's the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show here on KJF. Stick around.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
JR joins us now from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, a new year is upon us. A new year is a great time to shop at Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
It sure is. The new year's here, and we've got tons of new side-by-sides and ATVs. If you're looking for a new side-by-side or ATV, call me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're located on Highway 67 in Farmington.
This is Myrna from the YMCA. Mark your calendars. Kids Night Out, the YMCA, will be Saturday, January 19th from 6 to 10. Kids ages 5 to 12 are invited to the Jefferson County Y for a safe, supervised evening of fun. Parents, you get the evening off to relax. Kids can swim, play in the gym, partake in crafts, and enjoy many other activities. Registration closes at noon on January 18th. Register by calling 636-931-9622 today.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every aim for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. Final score, Festus 65, Windsor 57. And we got Jason Thurl, head coach of the Tigers, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Coach, first off, congratulations on the victory tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's start with our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Kobe Branscombe, our choice, 18 points on the night, including 11 in the second half. He had six in the fourth quarter, three from the free throw line, but the biggest shot of them all, Coach, the three-pointer with about a minute and a half, minute 40 to play. You guys up by maybe two or three points, hits a three, ball game.
I actually am so proud of him for taking that shot. I know in that situation that's an interesting shot, but Kobe's been struggling from the outside for the last four or five games, and when he shoots free and easy, he's a good shooter, and he just looked really smooth on that one, looked like he wanted it. Senior in a big situation, and he knocked that down.
I want to talk about the run that you guys had at the end of the second quarter, and a big part of that was Akil Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
He hit a three to kind of get you guys, I believe at the time it tied it up. It was around that tie or one-point differential, and then he got another four. So he had seven of your last nine going into the break, and I just thought, what a nice spark off the bench for you.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I don't like to single too many kids out after, like individually, but he was the kid that I singled out after the game. This has been a bit of a process for Akil, acclimating to different things, and I just am really proud of his effort tonight. I'm proud of what he gave us. He gave us good rebounds. I thought a couple of those offensive rebounds he gave us in the first half were really big.
Yeah, certainly was. He played really well. Riando, I mean, there was a time in the fourth quarter where Riando would just take it out of the corner. Next thing you know, he's next to the rim putting up a shot and getting fouled.
Yeah, he's got sneaky length. You know, he's pretty long. He's pretty athletic. When you look at him, he's pretty wiry and things like that. He's still growing into his body. But he's done a really good job of getting to the basket for us. And his offensive game kind of continues to develop.
I know you guys were down by nine at the end of one. You turn that around. We're up by five at the end of the first half. Then Windsor, you know, I felt like the energy was a little bit extra there for Windsor in that third quarter. They regained the lead, but in the end, you guys end up winning. What was sort of the standout moment or a couple of moments where you felt the team was starting to turn things around there in that late third, early fourth?
For us or for Windsor?
For you guys.
Well, I think that the key for us was that we stuck with it because we had a six-point lead, I think, in the third quarter, and that evaporated, and then they went up four going into the fourth. And that was a real dangerous time for us. I thought we could have folded, to be honest with you. Like, it really was not looking in our favor there. And I just thought we stuck together and we made a couple big plays. I have to give Windsor a whole lot of credit tonight, though. I think that what they did and the effort and from their coaches and their players was just really, really good. I think it was pretty obvious from the outset that this wasn't going to be an easy game for us. And, everybody kind of knows the situation that they're down two players from what they had in the beginning of the season. And those kids just played their hearts out. And I think they really deserve a lot of credit.
I think what was kind of neat about the start of that third quarter was Grant Siegel, number 24 for them, hits a pair of threes right out of the gate, kind of gets, a little momentum on their side. And then Cole Rickerman, your freshman guard, matches him for threes there,
right,
and keeps you guys in this ball game. That was a big moment for you and for the freshman Rickerman to kind of, be able to be the guy that can keep you guys in it.
Yeah, the poor kid had a struggle in the first half. He missed a bunch of them. And I don't know. We talked about that. We see him knock him down every single day in practice. So him and Jason just knock him down all the time in practice. Tonight they both struggled a little bit from the outside. But those were two big ones. But, yeah, what you're talking about, Siegel, I think his name is, to hit those two corner threes,
yeah,
right at the beginning of third quarter was a big momentum shift for them. And, I mean, he was not shy. He pulled those, and they were good shots for sure.
Yep, you guys weathered that little storm there, and again, just as you said, stuck with it. Fourth quarter was yours, and you guys get the 8-point victory. Our Gilston Mary lead play of the game is simply that Branscombe three. I mean, there's no other bigger shot,
right,
than that one. And Blake and I talked about it. We said that throughout a season, a coach is looking for that one or maybe two players that's going to step up in a big moment, hit the big shot right. That's going to get you the victory, and that was Branscombe tonight.
Yeah, and I think he's the guy for us a lot. You know, Savez did a lot of really good things for us tonight. He took a big charge, got a bunch of – I don't know how many rebounds Savez had. But I'm going to say 10 to 12 at least. You know, he played really, really hard. We just kind of talked about this after the Park Hills tournament. I think there's got to be games – when you're down 8-10, you know, things like that, it's not going your way. You have to win a few of those games. Mm-hmm. You can't just pack it in. And, you know, and when we're down 9 after the first quarter on our home floor, that's a time where you got to step up and say, this is still a winnable game for us.
All right, Coach, I know there's maybe at least one, two, possibly three games between now and that Hillsborough matchup next Friday.
You can't ask me about that. I got two before.
I know. But it's just promoting that we're going to be there. Or be back here for that game next Friday also on KJF. But talk about the games that you have before that and kind of what you're looking at from your guys.
We play at St. Clair Monday, who had a really tight game. They played tight with DeSoto and Windsor, who we've also played tight with. So we're going to their place on Monday, so I look for a tight battle there. And then Fox, we play on Wednesday, who actually just won their Christmas tournament that they were in. So apparently they're playing a little bit better and got some strung together some wins in a row. So those are going to be two tough games. I don't even think we can really think about the Hillsborough game yet. I just think we're a long way away from that.
No, you just let us do that.
Yeah, all right, sounds good. Sounds good.
Coach Therrell, congratulations on the win. Appreciate the
time.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
That is Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Michael Welker at 800-851-5371. That's 800-851-5371. The Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, hands down, the Branscombe three-pointer late in the fourth quarter that extended the lead to about 5 or 6 and essentially ended this ball game and getting the victory for the Tigers, who now are 1-0 in the conference. Windsor dropping to 0-1. Blake, your final thoughts on this game tonight?
It was a hard-fought, competitive game the whole way through. It was good to see that a senior, especially like Kobe Branscombe, was able to step up in a big moment like that and make the big plays for Festus there. And for Windsor, you can't be down on yourself. That was a really good game there. That could have gone either way with just a couple made shots or just a couple of their balls going their way.
Now, you are a former teammate of a lot of these guys that are on this team. When Branscombe gets in rhythm shooting threes and hits a big shot like that, I know you know him pretty well. What do you think this is going to do for him, the fact that he was able in that moment to hit that three to help his guys get the win? He also led the team in scoring. What do you feel like this game in that moment do for him moving forward?
It's a big thing for him and his confidence moving forward, especially late down in the stretch of the game. I mean, it's not easy, but it's a little bit easier for someone to hit shots and get ready in the first half there. But especially in the fourth quarter when it's a close game and he hits shots like that, that's a huge thing for his confidence and just the confidence his teammates give him moving forward.
Coach Therrell talked about the rebounding effort from Savez Thomas, and I know you kept track of team rebounds, didn't ask you for the individual ones, but Coach Therrell said, based on sort of the quick glance at the stat sheet, about 10 to 12 rebounds for Savez Thomas. He just goes up and grabs it, and then he's so good at just sticking with it and just creating second, third chances for his team, and just a really tough rebounder all around.
Yeah, relentless rebounder especially. I mean, he carries the load. Him and Lyles carry the load a lot of the time about rebounding for their team, especially Kobe, not to mention Kobe. And so watching Savez go up there and get the rebounds is just a really good thing to see, especially if he's in a slump scoring.
All right, well, what a good way to head into the weekend for the Festus Tigers. 65-57 victors over the Windsor Owls here at the Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium here at Festus High School. We're going to go ahead and take the weekend off and then take Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday off as well. We do have some Saturday NFL wild card playoffs for you beginning tomorrow afternoon at about 1:30, maybe 12:30 on KJFF. And then we'll take a few days off from the local scene. And then we're going to be right back at it Thursday. We've got the Festus Girls at the Hillsborough Girls on KJFF. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip. And then the following evening, next Friday, as I just mentioned, Jason Therrell and the Festus Tigers will be going up against Dan Johnson and the Hillsborough Hawks. Boys basketball Friday night, same as tonight. Should be a really fun rivalry game next Friday, which Coach Therrell said, going to focus on St. Clair and Fox before we get to that moment. But certainly looking forward to what's in store for you guys and for us next Thursday and Friday with Festus Hillsborough, both girls and boys, Thursday and Friday right here.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a fun one to watch. I mean, even though the Christmas tournament was a little bit more of a letdown for Festus, even though it was a little bit of a bigger win for Hillsborough, it's still going to be an exciting environment to be at.
Yep, they certainly pack it in here at the Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium. You are right on top of the action, that is for sure. So I do appreciate Crystal Wilcutt back in the studio, my broadcast partner, Blake Holland, and we certainly appreciate you. We hope you have a good weekend. I am Matt Greenwood signing off for this Friday evening. Thanks again for listening. Festus 65, Windsor 57. You've been listening to JCAA Conference Basketball on KJF.
Hi, neighbor. Hey.